I want to share real quick with you a word that Lord put on my heart a few years ago, and I have shared along those lines before here, but in this month and this last, actually last month, God really ignited that word within my heart once again, and I just, it's burning in my heart, and I want to share this with you. So if you have your Bibles with you, please turn with me to Luke chapter 12, verse 14. And a lot of times people ask us why you made this decision to move to Pakistan. The answer to this question when people ask us why you go to Pakistan, I think it is the passion of God's love. Love that God has put within our hearts, the love that He has burned into our hearts so that we may live for Him and Him alone, and not for ourselves, not for anything else in the world, but only for Him. Because remember, the Word of God says that we are not our own. We belong to Christ. He paid the price for us, and our lives totally and completely belong to Him. And so this is Luke chapter 12, verse 49, it says, Jesus is speaking here, and he's saying, I came to send fire on the earth, and how I wish it was already kindled. I came to send fire on the earth, and how I wish it was already kindled. Now, I want to interpret this verse according to the context. I don't want to give my own opinion on this verse. I just want to interpret it according to the context. If you read the verses before that, the passage before that, Jesus is talking about a faithful servant and an evil servant. A faithful servant, in verse 35, Jesus said that, let your waist be girded and your lamps burning. Let your waist be girded and your lamps burning. In other words, he was saying that a faithful servant is always ready to do the will of the master. He's always ready, no matter what. And then he talks about the evil servant. And then after verse 49, Jesus talks about his baptism. He says, I have a baptism to be baptized with, and how distressed I am till it is accomplished. And now we know that baptism that he partook of was the baptism of crucifixion, death, and resurrection. So when before his crucifixion, when he was in the Garden of Gethsemane, he is praying to the Father, and he is saying, Father, not my will, but yours be done. And he committed himself totally and completely to the Father to fulfill his will. And then we know that he went through crucifixion, death, and resurrection. And then right after this verse 51, 52, and 53, he talks about division, that how families will be divided. And it's because when one person is fully obeying the Lord and walking in His perfect will, he will be different, or he or she will be different than the others. So there will be division. Amen? So in the light of this context, when I believe what Jesus is saying about the fire, He's saying, I came to send fire on the earth, and how I wish it was already kindled. Now, first thing, I think when Jesus says, how I wish, He is expressing His deep desire for something. And I don't think that Jesus will desire or wish for something which is not good. Amen? He is a good God, and He will always desire good things for us. And I believe when He says, I came to send fire on the earth, He is talking about passion of God's love. God's love burning within the hearts of believers. A heart that is full of God's love. And remember, Jesus said in John 14 that if you love me, you will obey my commandments. In other words, when we love Jesus with all of our heart, and the greatest commandment is love the Lord your God with all of your heart, with all of your soul, with all of your mind, and with all of your strength. In other words, with the whole being, we withhold nothing back when we commit our lives to Christ. Amen. So, and that has to be a passion. Now, the passion that I'm talking about, it is not some emotions. Remember, whenever we have emotions, emotions come and go. But a passion that I believe that Christ is talking about as a fire, it's deep down within our hearts. We make a commitment in our heart of hearts that no matter what happens, I am going to serve the Lord. Amen. So that is the fire. That is the zeal that Jesus wished that all of the believers to be filled with. And he said, how I wish that this fire was already kindled. And this fire, people of God, it is so vitally important that we give ourselves totally and completely to him. America is a blessed country. This is the blessing is here. But you see that all of this great things in America, it is nothing compared to the love of Christ. The love of Christ must always be supreme in our hearts. The Word of God and His commandments must be supreme in our hearts, because that is the only way to live the Christian life. And a lot of times we think that, oh, it's so hard to fulfill the commandments. It's so hard to obey God and do a lot of things in life. People of God, when we are filled with His love, when we are full of that passion and that zeal, the obedience, it will just flow automatically out of our lives. We would not have to force ourselves to do that. It will be just automatic. It because we are connected in the love of God. In Romans 5, verse 5, Apostle Paul writes, by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, he says, the love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit. The moment we commit our lives to Christ, the Spirit of God comes and He dwells within us, and then He brings the love of God. All we have to do is just yield ourselves to the Holy Spirit, as just as Pastor was praying that we are dependent on the Holy Spirit. It is the work of the Holy Spirit in our lives. And when we yield and when we commit ourselves in intimacy with the Holy Spirit, He empowers us. He fans into flame the fire of His love. And one thing that we see here in America is the wildfires. Mostly you hear in America about the wildfires, and when the wind blows strongly, the fire just grows. It's in the same way in the spiritual realm, people of God. When we yield ourselves to the Holy Spirit and the wind of the Holy Spirit, when it blows into our lives, when the Spirit of God takes the revelation of God's Word, when He takes the things of God, and when He blows into our lives, the fire grows. The fire of God's love, it just grows. And I like it when you guys call it wildfires. The love of God, it must be like wildfires which are hard to contain. The love of God must burn within us. Just like Apostle Paul says that nothing can separate me from the love of Christ. Nothing can quench that fire when we allow the Spirit of God to move in our hearts and lives. Just real quickly, I want to mention about three times in the Old Covenant, supernaturally fire fell. Three times in the Old Testament. First incident was in Leviticus chapter 9. God commanded Moses and Aaron to offer up offerings before Him. And then God said, my glory will appear to you. And when Aaron and all the priests, they offered up the sacrifices, the Word of God states that fire fell from heaven and it consumed the burnt sacrifice. Now it specifically says, it talks about other sacrifices, but it specifically says about the burnt sacrifice. And when it fell, the people, when the fire fell, the people fell on their faces before God and they worshiped Him. They glorified Him. And then the second time when the fire fell was in 1 Kings chapter 18, when prophet Elijah was confronting the prophets of Baal, because a lot the children of Israel they were not wholeheartedly walking with the Lord. So when Elijah confronted the prophets of Baal, he said to them, "The God who answers by fire, He is the living and true God." So they agreed to his challenge, and then he said to them, "You pray to your God first, and I will pray to mine." And all day long, these prophets of Baal, they prayed before their God, and nothing happened. But when Elijah offered up, he built the altar first. And after building the altar, he laid up sacrifices. And then it says when the fire fell, it consumed everything. And then again, it specifically talks about the burnt sacrifice. And I'm going to tell you why it specifically says the burnt sacrifice. So, and then what happened, you know, Elijah was a wild guy. When they saw the fire fall on those offerings, on those sacrifices, and then people shouted, people glorified God, people were drawn to the living God. Amen. And then the third time when the fire fell was in 2 Chronicles chapter 7, when King Solomon offered up 1,000 sacrifices before the Lord. And there again, when fire fell supernaturally from heaven, it says that it burnt, it consumed the burnt sacrifice. Now, why it specifically talks in these three instances about the burnt sacrifice? Because the burnt sacrifice was a picture of Christ. The sacrifice of our Lord Jesus Christ. He is the perfect sacrifice. When He offered Himself before the living God, the Father, and He took all the sin of the world upon Himself, He offered Himself totally and completely before the Father. And the sin of whole mankind was upon Him. And if you study the burnt sacrifice, it says that whenever the burnt sacrifice was offered before the Lord, the whole animal was offered before the Lord. There's this powerful truth there. People of God, when we surrender our lives totally and completely to the Father, to our Lord Jesus Christ, and when we commit our lives to Him and Him alone, then the fire of God's love, it starts burning in our hearts. So that is why the burnt sacrifice was so important. And remember, right after when Christ was crucified and He died and He rose again, and after 50 days after His resurrection, the Holy Spirit fell upon the believers, 120 believers in the upper room. And there again it says that tongues as a fire sat upon each one of them. Amen? So when we surrender our lives, and it all happened because of Christ, who is our perfect sacrifice, and this fire of God's love burned in our hearts because of Christ. We love Him because He loved us first. Amen? He loved us first. That's why we love Him. And when we love Him with our whole being. Amen? In the old covenant, in the tabernacle, God commanded Aaron and Moses. He actually commanded the priests in Exodus chapter 27, verse 20. You can go. I don't have much time, but I'm just want to summarize that. In Exodus 27, verse 20 and 21, God commanded the priests that they must never let the fire go out in the holy place. You remember, there was an outer court in the tabernacle, and then the inner court, which was called the holy place, and then the holy of holies. So in the holy place, God commanded that fire must never go out. And God expects that from us in the new covenant. We are His priests. We are His kings, according to the Word of God. And God has commanded us that the fire of His love must never go out. People of God, let this fire of God's love burn in our heart. I mean, like a wildfire. So that nothing may quench it. And that is why when, and a lot of times, I think I'm crazy taking my whole family back to Pakistan. But the love of God constrains us. And in the same way, my wife, she's so committed to the things of God. And then she submits herself to what God has called us to do. And I think it is because of His love. It is a supernatural experience that we all have when we accept Christ. But we must look after it. Because a lot of times when we live in this world, there are so many things in this world. The all the anxieties that we experience and all the things that we need in this world and all the cares of the world and the worldly things that come and allure us to distract us from the things of God. Those are the things that we must be watching for and stay away from, and so that we keep our hearts pure before Him, so that His love, the fire of His love, can burn in our heart continuously, not just on a Sunday morning, not just on Sunday nights or on Wednesday, but every day our hearts must be on fire for the Lord. And when our hearts are on fire for the Lord, people of God, we will be hungry for His Word. The more we hunger for His Word, it shows how much we love Him. When God commanded Joshua, He said, "This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate upon it day and night." In other words, in simple words, when we love Him, our minds are in His Word. We are thinking about Him. When we are in love with someone, we think about that person all the time. Amen? So, but the love of God is far more powerful, far more strong and forceful. I mean, not in a way that when it comes into us, into our hearts, it consumes us. When the fire fell in the Old Testament, it says it consumed the sacrifice. When fire of God comes into our hearts, it consumes everything that which is of the flesh. And it ignites the things of God in our lives. Amen? So people of God, let us commit ourselves to Him. Let us totally and completely surrender our lives to Him. Because that is the only way. And every day, Apostle Paul says that I bring my body into subjection. Every day. He said, "I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ lives within me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God." And what is that faith? That faith comes from the truth of God's Word upon which we meditate every day. The more we love Him, the more we will dig into God's Word. The more we will be hungry to know Him. Amen? Because It is the zeal. Apostle Paul talks about the zeal. He said, "Zeal without knowledge is nothing. Zeal without knowledge is nothing." In other words, he's saying passion without knowledge is nothing. So people of God, the passion that we have for God, it's actually based upon His truth. It's based upon the commitment and the revelation that we get from the Word of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. I don't want to take much time. We're all already over time. So let us pray. Let us bow our heads. And let us commit our lives to Him and Him alone. I just sense God's presence in this place. I sense His anointing. I sense His Spirit ministering to each one of you, because there are things in our lives where we need to repent, where we just need to surrender our lives totally and completely to Him. There are things in our lives which we just need to let go of so that the fire of God can blow big in our lives. so the fire of God can burn and burn continuously. Let us pray. Father God, I thank you. I thank you for this church, your people that you have raised up in Motley and in this area. Father God, in Jesus' name I pray that the word which we have heard today, let this word become a reality. Let your fire burn in our hearts continuously. The fire of your love, your passion, passion to serve you, passion to obey your voice, passion to obey the calling that you have placed upon our hearts and lives. Father God, in Jesus' name, I pray that you touch your people and let that fire burn like wildfire and let it burn continuously. Touch them, bless them as they are a great blessing. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.